a lot of North Texans might wonder if there even is a rivalry between Dallas and Houston. But things got a little tense when D's Tim Rogers tangled with a KUHF caller.
Even the crown jewel of Dallas, the Texas State Fair, actually began in Houston in 1870.
And what did we do? We took it from you. Because that's the way we roll in Dallas. Thank you. You guys had a good idea. We'll take this.
Quite honestly, it's hard to say whether Dallasites are more impressed with their own town or critical of their neighbors to the south. Take Jonathan Allred. During a shopping trip to Half Price Books, he recalled his past trips to Houston.
I've had my car broken into twice while there. And one time I was going down a residential street and it was raining and there was water coming out of the sewers.
Harry Reisenbickler is another H-Town hater. He thinks Dallas has less attitude, and he's mystified by Houston's layout.
I've been there before. Their zoning is really weird in the neighborhoods. There'll be a house and a Quick Mart and then another house and then a gas station. It's very strange.
The KUHF radio debate was full of the usual criticisms and stereotypes for each city. Houston is too crowded and humid. Dallas is unfriendly and image conscious. Scott Vogel of Houstonia Magazine told Rogers that Dallas's implied dress code is just too much.
But wouldn't you really love to be able to go to Target, though, without dressing up in the morning?
Hey, man, I don't know which Targets that you visited in Dallas, but I'm telling you, the one I go to, I'm always shocked by how many people I see walking around in their pajamas.
Can't we all just get along?
That's Dallas resident Julie Espinosa. She's a peacemaker, but she has a clear favorite.
Dallas, definitely. We got a lot more stuff to see, a lot of more family-oriented things, sceneries, and evening events going on.
But 10-year-old Gregorio Espinosa? Well, he's just proof that Dallas knows how to raise diplomats.
I see in Houston and in Dallas that it's cleaner than in other countries and states, and that's... I think they both are winners.
So maybe we should close this debate with the wisdom of a 10-year-old. At least until we think up another zinger that's worth sharing. Courtney Collins for KERA News.